Does your heart skip a beat at the thought of getting to spend time in the woods or perhaps on the water? Why not join us for the next 30 minutes as together we'll discover how both professional and amateur outdoorsmen share their times on the trail to adventure with others. You'll become equipped to use your outdoor times to help others to come to know their Creator God. Here now is the host of God's Great Outdoors, Jerry Calouette.
Well, hello. We're here in the Twin Cities area, South St. Paul. Right now, of course, that's Minnesota, land of 10,000 lakes. Some tell me there's more than 10,000 lakes. I know that I've had the opportunity to be on a couple of them, and Green Lake was one of those out near Willmar, Minnesota. Spent a day with a good friend, and we've spent time in the tree stand together as well over in Wisconsin and Ohio, even here in Minnesota, deer hunting. And that's with Dan Ricks. Dan, welcome back to God's Great Outdoors.
Thanks a lot there, Jerry. Pleasure to be on the show.
Well, Dan, we're talking about being in the outdoors and the things that we can do out there. Maybe you could let the listeners have an idea about how old you are right now and the fact that when you were in school out there in Willmar, Minnesota, you used to hunt on your way to school. The principal would keep all the boys' guns in the office, and then you'd hunt on your way home. There's a lot of folks that have similar stories to that. Today, of course, school shootings, there was none going on then. Now you're not allowed to have guns in school. You can't have the Ten Commandments in school, but there's all kinds of school shootings. Let's talk about those days of growing up around Willmar.
Well, when I was growing up, we'd go to school in the morning, we'd go duck hunting. We'd go out and jump a slough or whatever, and we'd ride our bike with our shotguns on through town, go out to the local slough and jump it for ducks and shoot some ducks. If we actually got ducks, we'd bring them back and put them in our locker and then bring our guns to the office and put them behind the principal's desk in the office. And we even went out at lunchtime. We would go get our guns and run out and jump a slough and try to shoot some more ducks, and then go back and bring our guns back to the office, and then we'd wait till school was over, and then went a hunting back home. As years went on, and we got our vehicles, the principal said they didn't want a gun out in the car. So he said, I'd feel better if you put them in our office. So every morning, we'd come back from hunting, and we'd walk down the hallway with our shotguns and our vest full of shells, and we'd go to the principal's office and turn our guns in and hang our hunting stuff in his office, and we'd go well on our way to class. And then he knew that we'd come there at lunchtime to get our guns again to go out to jump the slough and come back. And school back then was really different than what it is now. Like, my fifth hour period was Northern Environment Occupations, and during that class, I actually brought my shotgun into class, showed them how to take it apart, clean it, put it back together in class, and I brought different cartridges and showed them what a 20-gauge looked like, a 12-gauge, and a 16-gauge shells would look like. And I got extra credit for bringing my gun to school, and it was pretty amazing. I actually got extra credit for cleaning animals in class. I brought ducks and showed them how to actually clean a duck and that in class. And we never had that problem. I don't know. I believe it's the downfall of society that we've had since we've taken out prayer from school, Ten Commandments and stuff like that. It's not politically correct to talk about God in that. I think the moral standards have dropped. I don't know if it's related to video games, but I believe a lot of it's related to what you see on TV, the violence and stuff that's related on TV. There was a group of about 12 of us that used to go hunting almost every day before school for the duck season. And it was a lot of fun, and it wasn't just a few people. I knew kids from other schools, like New London Spicer area, that would bring their guns to school, too, during hunting season.
Now, Dan, was besides the basketball, the football, was there also a letter that you could earn for shooting ducks and maybe doves and that sort of thing in there at school?
No, there wasn't anything you could actually get as far as credit would go, but you would get extra credit if you went to school and brought your gun and you explained how to use it and this and that. You'd get extra credit in your class.
Well, of course, you'd get home and give those ducks to your mom, and they would smell so good cooking up. I've had some of your mom's cooking, and she sure pours on the food. Folks, that's reminding me that my wife Cindy is standing by to share today's recipe. Remember those recipes, send them in to us, how you're doing that type of hunting or fishing or even gathering the wild plants that you gather. Let us know who it is you're spending time in the outdoors with, and spice it up with a little bit of information about that activity. And we'll give you copies of Steve Chapman's book, Outdoor Insights, for that recipe. We'll be right back after Cindy shares this.
Bill Morris of Mountain City, Tennessee, has been hunting white-tailed deer for many years now, and for most of those years, God has blessed Bill with at least one deer each year for his family to enjoy. Judy, Bill's wife, loves to prepare a meal for her family with the venison those deer have provided. Here's one of Judy's family's favorites. It's called venison allogash. Hind quarters of venison, small. 1 cup of burgundy wine, or 2 cups of apple juice. 1 teaspoon of minced parsley, which is optional. 1 8-ounce can of mushrooms. 2 green peppers chopped. 1 onion chopped. 2 sticks of celery chopped. 2 cloves of garlic minced. 2 sticks of margarine. 6 strips of lean bacon and 1 tablespoon of flour. With a sharp knife, cut a pocket by the leg bone from the large end almost to the small one. Fill pocket with vegetables except mushrooms and parsley. Season well. Rub margarine onto meat. Pour wine over roast and let set for 20 minutes. Lay strips of bacon over the roast. Cook covered for 3 to 4 hours at 350 degrees. When done, remove the roast. Add flour and mushrooms undrained. Mix well and add parsley. As gravy thickens, stir and cook for 5 minutes. God's Word says in Genesis 9:3, "Everything that lives and moves will be food for you. Just as I gave you the green plants, I now give you everything."
We're back, Jerry Calouette, God's Great Outdoors, and again, we're here in the Twin Cities area, South St. Paul, almost on the Mississippi River, and talking with Dan Ricks, just outside of his home here, enjoying the birds, and in this particular area, even though it's the suburbs, I've seen deer here in the yard, coyotes, turkeys, squirrels, rabbits, a lot of wildlife all around you here, Dan. You've grown up with all of that. The outdoors is a part of not just you, but your family. You've had brothers and still do that make their living professionally in the outdoors.
Right. I have 4 other brothers, and we were pretty much raised that we fish and hunt, and that was just a part of living and life. And my dad right now, even though he's on oxygen, we were able to take him fishing last year a couple times, and he got the biggest northern of his life, and we have it all on videotape, and I made a tape of it, and he watches it all the time, and he always wants everybody to pay attention because he's catching a fish on TV, and my mom said it's the worst thing I've ever done because he watches it like 10 times a week, and it's the same thing over and over, and he goes, "See, I almost lost him there." She said, "I've seen it 100 times. You didn't lose the fish. You got him in the boat." So it's pretty remarkable.
Well, Dan, got done with high school and your life kind of went south. Let's talk about that because some dramatic things happened.
Through high school, I pretty much was in the wrong crowd. I was drinking and doing drugs and this and that, and just kind of tailspinned out of control. I lost my best friend to a drunk driving accident back in 1984. And after that, it just went down really downhill fast. Within a year of that, I ended up in prison for second-degree felony murder. I got an altercation with my girlfriend. Through the fight, she ended up getting stabbed and died at the hospital 25 minutes later. And I ended up going to prison, and I lost the freedom of being able to fish and hunt.
Now, you were suffering with so much remorse over that, that even though the prosecuting attorney and the girl's family wanted you to get off because of the fact that you were only defending yourself as she was drunk, you went the wrong way in taking that plea of being guilty, and it has affected your life. Ultimately, that's where you found Christ, was in prison.
Yeah, the family didn't want me to go to jail. They just knew it was an accident, and they just stood behind me and said, they even told the judge that, you know, we don't want him to get any time. Prosecuting attorney wanted a heat of passion crime or whatever, and they were going to reduce it. And I said no, because I loved her, and I just felt that it was wrong what happened, and I was involved in taking somebody's life, and the impact that it had on my life, I was lost. I didn't feel I was worth anything at that point in my life anyways, because I was empty. I didn't have anything left. I lost my best friend, and then now I lost my girlfriend and that, and I just didn't have anything. I didn't care where I ended up.
Well, things get even more serious in prison. We're going to talk more about this, how Christ finally came into your life, but we need to take this break. We'll be right back after this.
Since July 6, 1996, God's Great Outdoors Radio and Ministry has been on the air to help listeners win others to the Creator God, Jesus Christ. The program is made possible because of the financial help of our listeners, and for this help we are truly blessed. Additional underwriting support is by Matthews Archery and the new V3 compound bow, plus Mission Archery with a revolutionary technology and design that provides a maximum crossbow experience. Also, Three Rivers Archery, supplying what one needs to make their own bows and arrows, and Hunter Safety System, saving lives is what we do. Also, Phil Havens Technology, LLC, a website designer and maintenance service provider.
Christian Bowhunters of America, exalting Jesus Christ as Creator, Lord, and Savior, locally, nationally, and internationally. For membership information and to see how you can get involved, go to their website at christianbowhunters.org or call toll-free at 877-912-5724. That's 877-912-5724.
Are you passionate about the sport of fishing? Does your fishing have a greater purpose than just catching fish? Hello, my name is Trevor Rubel. I am the executive director of Hook for Life Ministries. Hook for Life is a ministry devoted to sharing Jesus Christ with children and families through the sport of fishing. Hook for Life is helping Christian anglers use their passion for fishing to start their own church-based fishing ministry. To learn how to start a fishing ministry in your church, drop us a line at hookedforlife.org or call 540-819-0266.
We're back. Jerry Calluette, God's Great Outdoors, again with Dan Ricks here in the Twin Cities area, Minnesota. Dan, we're talking about the fact that you're in prison. You became extremely violent. In fact, when you told me the story, you're such a relaxed, mild-mannered guy that I couldn't believe that you had ever been the kind of violent individual that you were. I think you even spent a year in solitary confinement. Your grandmother had done some special things for you, and you started listening to the radio as well. Let's find out how bad you were and how God started to crack that shell.
Well, when I ended up getting sentenced, I got sentenced to like 5.5 years. When I got there, I went into prison, an angry young man. I went in there, and I was right away I started fighting with people, and I got put in segregation and this and that. But my grandma, every week she would write me a letter and say, God loves you, and I love you, and I'm praying for you. Every week she sent me a letter faithfully that she was praying for me and this and that. But it just didn't sink in. I heard it, but it just didn't sink in. And I ended up getting in more trouble while I was in prison. I ended up spending, at one time, I did 375 days straight in segregation. Then I also spent 20-some days in the quiet box. And what that is just a room. They take everything away and just lock you in a room. I would go into these fits of rage, and I couldn't control my actions. Well, I could, but I didn't want to because there was no reason to control them. I was just a loose cannon with no guidance in my life. And then slowly over the years, with my grandma always saying, we're praying for you, Dan, we're praying for you. And my mother also was praying for me and telling me that God loves you and stuff. And she'd write me a letter and she'd say, Billy Graham is on Wednesday night. He goes, you should watch it, because my mom's a great fan of Billy Graham. So I would turn on the TV and I'd watch Billy Graham, and my mom would write me, and I'd call her and she'd say, did you see it? And I'd say, yeah, I seen it. She goes, what'd you think? And I said, well, it's okay, you know, and this and that. And this went on. And then my mom called me, and no, I talked to my mom on the phone, and she said, Billy Graham's going to be on this week. Are you going to watch it? I said, yeah, I'll watch it. something changed. I went in my room and I watched Billy Graham, and for once, I actually knew what he was talking about. He was talking about forgiveness and that your life was spiraling out of control. And he goes, God can help you. He's your father and he'll take care of you. Just turn your life over to him. And I felt the need. I was losing control. I was thinking, I'm going to get out of prison here in a couple of years. Right now, I'm going to end up back and I'm going to be here the rest of my life because I was in trouble constantly. So that night, I prayed to accept Jesus during the Billy Graham thing. It's unbelievable, the transformation. The next day, I didn't have this angry attitude where people would look at me wrong and I'd say something to them or this or that. It was like I had peace for once in my life, that I had a purpose. What I had was the purpose to straighten out my life and make something of it instead of throwing it all away. As the days went on, the guards noticed a change in me. And it went from, oh, you'll be back, to, no, you won't be back. And just a matter of weeks ago, I met one of the prison guards that watched me for 3 years on and off. And I ran into him. And he asked me how things were going, and I said, they're going great. And he says, I knew you'd make it. You were one of the few that would make it. You had a change. And that change was by accepting Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I had something to live for. I wasn't this empty shell of a person that was just mad at the world for the wrongdoing and, you know, the people that died in my life that I was close to. I blame God. And everything that happened, I blame God. But then I realized you have a choice to make a decision, and you have to own up to what you've done. And after I accepted Jesus, I understood, no, it's not Jesus' fault. It's mine, because he gave us free will to make decisions. And I made poor decisions in my life. But through the blood of Jesus, it's all redeemed. I'm a new man in Christ. Lots of things have changed since then. You know, I have my own business, and that's doing really good, and God has blessed me with that. But the consequences of being in a prison, when you get out, people look at you differently. You know, you got to fill out your job application. Have you ever been convicted of a felony? You write that down. Right away, people shun you. They look at you. So I didn't tell people that I was in prison because I just felt bad that, you know, situation. And as I became comfortable with people, I would tell them my story, and nobody would believe me. It's a very strange thing, but the power of Jesus can transform lives, and I'm living proof of that. Like my wife said, before I went to prison, she would have had nothing to do with me. She wouldn't even associated with me. It's remarkable the things that change, but it's baby steps. You slowly, every day, you get a little closer to God and more like him, but it takes time and commitment to get that. It just doesn't happen overnight. For me, it's like two steps forward, one step back. But long as you strive for the prize at the end, you know, Jesus will transform your lives and do remarkable things in your life. And through this, I've met a lot of people in the outdoors. And my friend Jerry Kelly Wett, sitting across the table from me, is one. He's a great guy. And I met him down through a Christian Deer Hunters Association down in Tar Hollow. And we've been great friends ever since. I just appreciate him and for what he's done, and his wife. And I've enjoyed having him around here. And he's actually stayed with us before. And we built quite a relationship with him. And it's an amazing thing.
I can say the same thing. An incredible opportunity to have you as a friend, Dan. I can also let the listeners know that just a few years ago, you got to stand as a bodyguard for Billy Graham at one of his crusades. So the phenomenal transforming power of the Lord Jesus Christ, what he can do in our lives, you're clear evidence of that. And I'm going to be believing that as you've shared what took place in your life, it'll be the kind of evidence that some listener or many listeners are going to need to transform their lives as well. Appreciate you taking the time and sharing with all the listeners here on God's Great Outdoors, Dan. And we just thank you so much for who you are and the fact that you're willing to let them know that it is true and God does work in the lives of those that come to a point where they ask him as Lord and Savior.
Yeah, I got to throw in one more thing here, Jerry. I was able to be a bodyguard for Billy Graham, and he was at the Metrodome here in the cities. On the video, you can only see a pair of white shoes, but I got a picture of Billy Graham and stuff for my mom, which is one of her prized possessions. But she was able to watch the crusade on TV, and when she'd see it, she'd say, "Them white shoes belong to my son." So it was pretty nice how all that worked out and how I came full circle from seeing him on TV to being his bodyguard to actually being there. God can open doors that he wants to open and shut doors that he needs to shut. We just pray every day that he keeps opening doors for more opportunity to share his word and be a light onto the world. Once again, thanks, Jerry, for letting me share with all your listeners, and have a great time in the outdoors, and we'll probably talk to you soon.
Now, friends, Dan Ricks mentioned the Tar Hollow Hunt, the Trophies of Grace Whitetail Deer Hunt that happens in Southeast Ohio every year. Why don't you call and get information about it? It's area code 937-837-0604. Again, that's area code 937-837-0604. Pray about who it is you might take to this event and see how their lives can be changed for eternity, just as so many others have been through the years. And most certainly you want to consider having Dan as a speaker at one of your events in the future. In fact, you also need to hear his amazing story of how he fell into the St. Croix River 100 yards out, the water temperature 1 degree above freezing, and even though the DNR and the police prepared to drag the river for Dan Ricks, God allowed him to get on shore. And Dan's using that story as an incredible testimony as well to the power of God and answered prayer. You can contact Dan Ricks by calling area code 651-457-4319. Again, that's area code 651-457-4319. Now, friends, if you're someone that's listening and maybe Dan's story of how he came to Christ in prison has squeezed your heart to a point that all those terrible things that you've done, you're thinking maybe God can forgive them too. Well, he can. There isn't a thing that you might have done in your life that can keep you from a relationship with Jesus Christ. Maybe you're wishing that there was someone you could talk to right now to begin that first-time relationship. Well, you know there is. 24/7, there is a team of volunteers waiting to talk to you. And all you have to do is pick up your phone and call 1-888-NEED-HIM. Again, that's 1-888 and the words need him. And there's someone there that can help you through any of the issues, concerns, arguments that you might have, and pray with you to receive the Lord Jesus Christ, be covered by the blood that was shed on the cross, and have your sins forgiven, and have the certainty that if you died this day, you'd be able to stand in the presence of God, and he'd welcome you into the kingdom and say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." In fact, if you don't have that assurance, you should be praying and asking God and make that call right away. Please, don't wait. Call 888-NEED-HIM. I promise you will be so glad that you did.
Hi, this is Johnny Erickson Tata of JAF Ministries, and we love telling people how to throw open the doors of access to friends with disabilities. And when it comes to accessibility, let's remember that disabled people can make inroads into the great outdoors too. Hey, I don't let this wheelchair slow me down when it comes to, well, even tent camping up in the Sierras. That's why we at JAF have a listing of resources to help make camping, fishing, archery, skiing, flying, you name it. We want to help open the world of sports and outdoor activities to more disabled people. For a full list of sports associations serving persons with disabilities, contact us at JAF Ministries, Post Office Box 3333, Agora Hills, California, 91301. Just ask for our listing of sports associations. That's JAF, Post Office Box 3333, Agora, California, 91301.
Should man hunt? What does the Bible say? From time to time, we get contacts asking if it is okay for people to fish, hunt, or even eat meat. So we've taken scripture verses that deal with this topic and put them on a handy little bookmark to place in your Bible. For a free copy, contact us right away. Call 1-877-TALK-GGO.
If you have a question on something related to the outdoors, drop us a note and perhaps we can address the topic right to God's Great Outdoors, 8193 Emmerich Road, West Milton, Ohio, 45383.
We'd love to hear how God has spoken to you. Email us at ggoutdoors@aol.com. I'm John Skillman, inviting you to always consider how to make wise use of your time in God's great outdoors.